It is 8:41 on the Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. Here's a reminder, you can find us online as well as on the air. Our website is at jeffexchange.org with program topics and recordings and a look ahead to the next edition of the Jefferson Exchange. Similar information, plus some pictures and videos and other social media things at our Facebook site. And if you like us on Facebook, our information ends up on your news feed. We also are on Twitter with pretty much the same information we send to Facebook. So jeffexchange.org, Facebook, and Twitter, all places to find the Jefferson Exchange online. You can also join our conversations as they happen at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. And our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. For the moment, summer is still officially with us, and fire season is still on. The Clover Fire in Shasta County is just now approaching full containment after destroying dozens of homes. The earlier fires on the Oregon side were not nearly as destructive of buildings, but they created their own hardships, especially on businesses affected by the fires, or the smoke, or the shutting of roads, and even the Rogue River, which closed to rafting for a time. The Federal Small Business Administration can help out some of the fire-affected businesses through a number of avenues. Kevin Wynn is with the SBA as a public information officer, and he's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Kevin, welcome.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
It's good. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Reed.
For the people who do not own small businesses, what does the Small Business Administration do?
Well, if they don't own small businesses for this particular Oregon small business complex, only SBA will just help just those small businesses that were economically impacted by the multiple fire complexes. That would be that Whiskey Complex fire, the Labrador fire, the Brimstone fire, the Douglas Complex, and the Big Windy fire. So SBA will come in and help small non-farm businesses, small agricultural cooperatives, and small businesses engaged in aquaculture and most private nonprofits of any size can qualify for an economic injury disaster loan of up to $2 million to help meet financial obligations and operating expenses, which could have been met had these fires not occurred. The loans are working capital loans, and they can be used to pay fixed debts, payroll, accounts payable, and other bills that can't be paid because of the fire's impact. The low interest rate on the loans for the businesses is 4%, and for the private nonprofits is 2.875%. And with the terms up to 30 years, it makes paying back the loans very affordable. We also offer for those businesses and private nonprofits a 5-month deferral on them so that the folks don't have to pay while they're repairing or getting their working capital back into their business to keep the employees employed and the notes payable paid and the rent paid.
This sounds like the used car lot stuff. It's like no payments until, and so they wouldn't have to pay for 5 months once they actually get the loan secured.
Right. Yeah, and they're distributed much like construction loans. You know, they would get an initial disbursement of up to $5,000 on these economic injury disaster loans, and after that they would just have to provide receipts of what they've paid, and SBA would quickly disperse the remaining amount because we know that they're cash-starved businesses in these economic times, and for when a disaster occurs like these fires, businesses need this money to keep to get an injection of the flow, the cash flow, to keep the business survival, to keep the employees employed, and to get that tax base in the community stabilized once again.
So, Kevin Wynn, what is the size cutoff in this context to be considered a small business? How many employees or how much money or what's the factors that decide that?
There are small businesses of any size can apply for these economic things. What we encourage people to do is to fill out the application, and generally SBA loan officers down in Fort Worth, Texas, will make that determination then. But they're determined by the NACIS, N-A-C-I-S, size of businesses, but we encourage all businesses to apply, whether you think you've had any economic injury or not. Apply with the SBA at www.sba.gov and follow the links to disaster loan, and that will you can apply online. It's a very simple process, but let us make that determination. There's really no size limit that we can't help.
SBA.gov. And you mentioned non-farm businesses. Is there a separate program to help farm businesses that might have been affected?
Yes. And if you go come to SBA, we can also let you know how to go about that. But they would apply with the United States Department of Agriculture Farm Services Administration helps the farmers in that area, and those are the folks that grow the crops. But SBA will help the non-farm businesses around there get involved. But we can definitely refer you over to the USDA, the FSA, the Farm Services Administration, would help you there.
The impacts seem somewhat indirect in this case, in that particularly, for example, a rafting business along the Rogue River is not affected by the fire, not so much affected by the smoke, but the fact that the river closed because of the fires and the smoke, and therefore they didn't have any customers. Is it unusual to have a situation like this where there's a bit of a disconnection between the disaster and the business?
No, and that's a very good point about these rafting businesses on those rivers. Last year we were out in Colorado, and the exact same thing happened with the big forest fires. There's large rafting companies on the La Prue Rose River in Colorado, and they were all eligible to apply for these loans because they're directly impacted, whether they know it or not, by the disaster that has occurred. So the fact that customers aren't coming, that means that those rafting companies, all the other businesses that are along the river there up in Oregon, aren't getting the necessary revenue to stay afloat. So they are eligible to apply for economic injury disaster loans from the Small Business Administration. All those businesses in the declared counties are eligible to apply. And those declared counties, there's quite a number of them, Deschutes and Josephine, Crook, Curry, Douglas, Harney, Jackson, Jefferson, Klamath, Lake, Lane, and the neighboring California counties, Del Norte and Siskiyou. All right. Eligible to apply.
So pretty much everything on the Oregon side in our listening area. And you mentioned Siskiyou County, too. Nothing in Shasta County, California?
Don't see anything on Shasta as of yet. I did hear you say at the beginning of the program that they are having fires up there. And I know that we are doing preliminary damage assessments up there at this point right now due to those fires. But we'll let you know when that does occur.
All right. And Kevin Wynn, again, a business does not have to have any kind of a physical issue like a building burned down or something to qualify.
Right. They just have to have that economic impact of the disaster. Those are called the economic injury disaster loans, and they're eligible up to $2 million for these folks up there in Oregon can apply for these loans. Like I said, they have a 4% rate, 2.8% rate for the private nonprofits, and with terms up to 30 years, as I mentioned, makes repayment very affordable, the five-month deferral. If they even need longer, all they would have to do is ask their loan officer, because SBA works with these small businesses. We recognize what they've been through as a disaster, and we're here to help and make them whole again.
We were talking to Kevin Wynn of the Small Business Administration about the economic injury disaster loan assistance available to small businesses affected by the summer's fires. You might have questions or comments for Kevin here on the Jefferson Exchange. Give us a call at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Kevin, what process needs to be gone through to demonstrate need? Do the businesses have to open their books, for example?
Yes. What we would do is they would fill out the small app, that application that's very simple online, sba.gov, and just follow the links to disaster loan to fill out the application. And then we would just recall their prior year's tax returns is what we would do. And on those tax returns, we can determine from a historical vantage what kind of impact the disaster has had on the business thus far this year. And that's all they would need to do. It's not a real difficult process to fill out the application. Like I said, they'll fill out something called a Form 8821, which is from the Internal Revenue Service. And then we call their tax returns electronically. And that makes it even easier for the disaster, for the business affected by the disaster, to apply with the SBA. And another thing that we also offer in the area of where these disasters occurred is the Oregon Small Business Development Centers in Bend, Grants Pass, and Medford are offering free personalized counseling to help these businesses affected by this disaster and help them in their recovery. And this, they can also go in there and revamp their business plan, find out what they can do with the funds that they do get approved from SBA with these low-interest loans. And they can contact these SBDCs, and they're in Deschutes County, Jackson County, and Josephine County. And they usually are at the universities and the community colleges in these areas. But they can go to these small business development centers and get counseling on how they can go forward with their business. Like I said, revamp their business plan, find out what they can do with the funds available from the SBA if they're qualified for the loan and approved. Just a real, real nice thing to do. They could also go to the SCORE counselors in the area. Service Corps of Retired Executives could help the folks as well. And if there's women's business centers in that area, they can go there as well to get free personalized counseling for the affected businesses.
And I see that the SBDC this is the Small Business Development Center in Jackson County, is staffed by Southern Oregon University. It's on Bartlett Street in Medford. The number there, 541-552-8300. In Josephine County, it's run through Rogue Community College. That's at on 4th Street in Grants Pass. Number there, 541-956-7494. We know people don't tend to listen to the radio with pencil and paper in hand, so we'll put these up on Facebook before the day is out just to let people have a crack at it. So that answers the question of whether or not there are some people to assist them through the application process. How big an application is this, Kevin? Is it a 16-pager, 160 pages?
No. It's very easy to fill out online. It's a 2-page application, and we encourage all businesses, like I said, in those disaster-declared counties, fill out the application. Whether you think you've had economic injury or not, let SBA help you make that determination. We'll recall your tax returns. And generally, the turnaround time for these disaster loans is 10 to 14 days, and by the end of that time, we can hopefully get electronically funded transfer money into your account to help you start recovery. Again, like I said, they're working capital loans. They're not loans to replace lost revenue. They're working capital to help you meet fixed expenses such as payroll, notes payable, paying your rent, your utilities, just to help you get you over the hump through the disaster and through the recovery period. And that's what SBA does with these economic injury disaster loans.
Can they be used, for example, to, I mean, when you talk about working capital, can they buy new rafts or a new shuttle van if it's a rafting business that took it in the shorts this summer?
SBA could work with any kind of business, but generally they're there to make fixed expenses. If some of the rafts have been used or have been damaged by the disaster, SBA will look into that. But generally they're there just to keep you going into the period. And if some of those rafts have been they want to make whole again, SBA can help them in any way, shape, or form.
All right. You say up to $2 million is the amount of money that can be loaned, not just a function of what the request is, but also what the ability to repay is?
Yes, up to $2 million to help meet financial obligations and operating expenses, which could have been met had these fires not occurred.
All right. And is there a particular sweet spot generally? I mean, is there an average for what businesses tend to request through this process?
Generally about $25,000 up to about $150,000 to $200,000. Some of the bigger businesses, 50 to 100 to 200 employees, make it up to that $2 million level. But generally this is those small businesses that just need something to get through the hump, through the period that the revenue wasn't coming in, meet those expenses, because they don't want to take on too much additional debt, of course, but it's just keeping them in business. It's keeping the employees employed, and it's keeping the notes payable paid and the rent and the doors open.
All right. So it really is something like a bridge loan. It just gets you by for now, and then you take care of the business and hope that things are going to go well next year.
Yes, exactly.
What kind of, now you mentioned that there can be shorter periods, up to 30 years, was it?
Yeah, up to 30 years. And SBA makes each application is treated, privately and confidentially. So there'll be a different, loan periods for each different business, but up to 30 years generally. And like I said, $2 million and 4% for the businesses. And private nonprofits can come in and get it at 2.875%.
2.875?
Yes.
Okay, I left out a digit there, 2.875, okay.
For those, and those are up to 30 years as well. They can go to sba.gov to apply and just follow the links to the disaster loan application online, and it's, like I said, very simple.
Is the 4% for the profit-making business just a given? It's not going to fluctuate depending on...
No, that will never fluctuate. It's a fixed rate for the term of the loan.
All right. And is there a window in which to apply? So, in other words, a drop-dead date after which no applications will be accepted?
Yeah. SBA recognizes that it takes a while for businesses to get their financials together. So these folks have until June 6th, 2014 of next year to apply for these loans.
All right. Is there any sort of a prepayment penalty, Kevin Wynn, if a company does very well through the next rafting season, for example, and says, you know,
none whatsoever, nothing up front to apply for the loan, no cost at all. Just to go online, we encourage, like I said, all businesses in these counties to apply, whether they think they had the economic injury or not. Go online and apply. Let SBA make that determination. If we feel we can help you, we'll make you a loan.
And are you getting many applications yet?
On the Oregon thing, I don't have that information in front of me. I can let you know later on, though. But generally, there will be some from these small fire complexes. We got a lot of loan applications from some of the fires in Southern California that occurred just about a month or two ago. So folks do take advantage of these programs.
All right. And it even can be, I mean, is there a proximity zone? I mean, do you have to be within 30 miles of a fire or something like that? Or
just in any of the declared counties, and you know, the primary counties, as I mentioned, are Deschutes and Josephine, and the neighboring Oregon counties, these are the contiguous counties of Crook, Curry, Douglas, Harney, Jackson, Jefferson, Klamath, Lake, Lane, and Lynn, and the neighboring California counties of Del Norte and Siskiyou.
All right, so those are the ones to make these applications in. All right, so let's see, no prepayment penalty and 4%, and you said the application process is pretty quick and easy. 10 to 14 days.
10 to 14 days is the turnaround time. So the quicker they can apply, the quicker SBA can review the application. A loan officer will look at it, get in touch with the business, make a determination of whether they can service the loan, and then the funds can start flowing right away. Generally, they'll get a $5,000 upfront disbursement, and then they will go from there, like I said, a construction loan, and how it'll be dispersed. You send receipts, and SBA will then make additional disbursements.
Any kind of a cap, Kevin, per county? Like, would Josephine County stop at, I don't know, $16 million?
No cap whatsoever on these loans.
All right. And you mentioned that there was a situation, similar situation, with some damage to rafting industries in Colorado by fires last year.
Yes, exactly. On the Poudreau River, there's up there around Fort Collins, mm-hmm. and Larimer County up there, if your listeners are familiar with that area.
Northern Colorado.
But there was a lot of rafting companies there that applied with SBA because they were the water was just black from the forest fires. All the ashes had got into the water, and that dispersed or disturbed all the rafting companies, restaurants there, all the businesses associated with rafting. It's just not the rafting company itself. They were all eligible for SBA disaster assistance. We had quite a number of applications from folks up there.
All right, probably get a few from Grants Pass as well. Kevin Wynn with the Small Business Administration, thanks for joining us, SBA.gov.
Thanks, Reed. Have a pleasant day, sir.
No, I'm Jeff. Reed was the one who hooked you up, but good to have you, Kevin.
Okay.
Let me let listeners know before we end this hour that there is a chance to meet the folks from Jefferson Public Radio and the JPR Foundation and the board, because the board will be meeting in Eureka this coming Friday, September 20th. And so there's a chance to talk to folks from the board and from staff at the Eureka Theater. That'll be Friday night, September 20th at 7. You'll have an opportunity to learn about current and future JPR activities, ask questions of JPR staff and the JPR Foundation Board of Directors. This is a public reception, again, Friday evening, September 20th at 7 at the Eureka Theater in Eureka. And you can call us for more information. That number, 541-552-6301. 541-552-6301 to inquire about the public reception Friday night at 7 at the Eureka Theater in Eureka. Chance to meet the JPR staff, JPR board, and we'll enjoy getting a chance to have some face-to-face time with you at that event. That'll do it for this hour of the Jefferson Exchange. We will talk about the JFK assassination plus 50 years in hour number 2. Please stay tuned.